believe in the power of God and the miracle of a changed heart. That sounds intriguing. You can further go on to say, we don't believe that Jesus just came to, we're not, there was somebody who wrote a song, said, I'm not perfect, just forgiven. I'm glad I'm forgiven. But you could get forgiveness under the old covenant. But I've experienced some of the power of the world to come. I've tasted the heavenly gift. And I'm being changed into his likeness. We're experiencing a miracle of a changed heart and our lives being changed to where I can love my neighbor as myself, as well as love God with all my heart, mind, and soul. He'll perform such a miracle that it's putting families back together. It's getting people off of drugs and alcohol. And turning people's hearts toward God and one another in love. That's the same thing as saying perfection. it has a sizzle to it, doesn't it? Because perfection sounds hard. But this sounds easy. When I say easy, because it sounds like it's a gift from God. And it is. That's what perfection is. It's a gift of God by his divine grace. Hallelujah. And it is the power to transform our life into his likeness. Someone said, I want to love my neighbor as myself. I want to love my wife. Start right there. And my children. And my neighbors. And my mom. And my dad. If we can let this power transform us and people start seeing something about that guy, there's something about that gal, Sister Crow. It's crow season, someone said. Someone said, do they have crow season? I said, yeah, but don't tell Brother and Sister Crow. They might not get out the church. They might not, it's crow season. No, they find out, they see something about you. What is it about that guy? He's always got a smile on his face. I tickled Brother Nathan Painter experienced something that I experienced when I was young. I shouldn't tell that on him, but I'll tell it on me. We both had people that worked with us because we wore long sleeves. Thought we were drugs. That's a whole different paradigm. Why don't we ever thought of that? That people would thought we. I mean, I had my boss tell my manager, go ask him why he wears long sleeves. Because I have dry eye conditions, so my eyes are kind of bloodshot all the time. And my manager said, he's not doing drugs. He's a good church going Christian. I know, I've sat and talked with him. He knows that the Bible as well as I do, and he was studying a bit to be a minister. And Brother Painter had the same experience. And we got to talking about, to see us, why are you smiling, have a smile on your face? You can't tell me you don't have problems. Yeah, I've got problems. But like Sister Brittany said, God is taking me through them. We got a I get tickled on this Facebook because they've got this Farmville and Yeovil and this town and that town. And so I got, I was a little bit of a smart aleck on there, and I created Blissville. I said, in Blissville, Michael never gets mad at his wife. Treats her with love all the time. In the virtual world, y'all heard me talk about the virtual world. People love living in virtual reality. Yeah, well, you can do that. You can live in Blissville. You can have this. You know, I told somebody I'm the star quarterback of the pro team of Blissville, and I've got the highest paid contract on there. Why not? If I'm going to live in a fantasy world, I live have a big one. I was kind of poking fun at all these people on there, is what I was doing. But there is a joy that is unspeakable, full of glory. Peter said, count it not strange, these fiery trials you go through. But you know, Peter also knew you could. How did he say that? He said, count it not strange, fiery trials. Is it some strange thing that's come to you? So I'll put that up on that board. Trying to put it together. Is it 1 Peter or 2 Peter? First Peter 4. The bad thing about getting old, Brother DJ, is you start having to get reading glasses. Beloved, think it not strange concerning these fire trials which try you, as some strange thing has happened to you, but rejoice! Insomuch that you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Because, see, that's when you go, let him take you through it. You're not seeing what you're going through, but you're going through a suffering. But in it, his glory will be revealed. And when his glory is revealed, you may have exceeding joy. Hallelujah. And if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of. But on your part, he is glorified. People think, how can you be going through this? But when they see what God accomplishes in your life, they'll say, praise God Almighty, there's a God in heaven that's done something to this soul. Yeah. Hallelujah. I want to be a partaker of his suffering. Hallelujah. And the verbiage sounds bad sometimes, you know. Suffering. Why, God, why we always got to talk about suffering? Hey, you're going to suffer in this life anyway. You're not getting out of this deal scot-free. But now I've got something to glory in my tribulation. Hallelujah. Because I know that I'm not just going through a random thing. I'm not going to just, don't take anything for granted. Take it. Be careful for nothing. Think not that, oh, this just happened by chance to me. But God, look for God in every situation in your life. How's he? It's all working for your good. Hallelujah. We believe in the miracle of a changed heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad I came to church this weekend. I've got my tank full. And I'm ready to meet the week. Hallelujah.
like to hear Brother Curtis play and hear him sing, "My God is Real." Wonder if we could get y'all to something we've been talking about here a little bit, how real God has become to our lives. Didn't y'all sing that as a group? How did that?
Ah!
So
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless the Lord. All right. No church Wednesday night. It's going to give you the ladies the night off. They'll be cooking and getting ready for family and Thanksgiving dinner. And so it's just a good time to take advantage of family fellowship and let your light shine among your family this week. And be thankful. Be thankful in everything. And rejoice in the things of God. Wear a smile on your face. Try to lift up people's spirits. Show the hope that lies within you. Be ready to give an answer for it. Hallelujah. We're serving a real God, aren't we? Hallelujah. Why don't we all stand and give Him a praise before we go home. Let's give Him a praise. Thank God for this great nation He's gave us to live in. He's blessed us by being a part of this great work that He's doing, His final work in the Gentile world. He's called us to be a part of it.